If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Are you the unknowing victim of a parasite? I'm talking about the semi-human, two-legged variety here. Many people are, and simply don't know it, or refuse to acknowledge it. Hello, this is Ernest. Welcome. Most people know what a parasite is. I don't feel it's really necessary to explain that, but generally speaking, when we envision a parasite, let's just say our feelings aren't exactly warm and fuzzy. More like quite the opposite. Revolting comes to mind. But what many people don't stop to consider for a moment is that at one time, they themselves were parasites. In fact, absolutely every one of us, without exception, were once, and I mean this in the strictest reasoned definition, parasites, and our mothers were the host. This is the reason why we are born crying, because for around 9 months, assuming the mother is in a good, stable environment, we basically got it made. Want strawberry ice cream with pickles at 3 a.m.? Not a problem. Call room service. Or perhaps strawberry crepes with hot chocolate sauce at 7 a.m. is more to your liking. Sure thing. Just call room service. Mom will provide. And the very best part of all, it's totally on the house. 100% free. Pardon me for just a moment. I wanted to give a special message to my European podcast listeners. I wanted to thank all of you for your support. I frankly don't know why I'm that popular in Europe, but you know, you guys are listening, and I'm certainly hoping you enjoy the show, and I just want to thank you. Well, that's all. I sincerely thank you for, you know, tuning in, as they say. And that also includes my South American and Chinese listeners as well. I'm shocked. I'm beside myself. I don't know what else to say 1,000 times, but thank you. So that's really about it. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I can say. And let's get back to the show. That is a grifter's paradise. And we only get to experience that once in our lives until we have to do that damn being born thing. This is when we suddenly get evicted. And before you know it, pretty soon, we have to start doing things like walking and talking. So no wonder we come out kicking and crying. To hell with coming out. We want to go back in. This, of course, means that the time in our mother's womb, the time of our parasitic free ride in life, is over. Or is it? You see, and I'm sure this may not come as a surprise to some of you, there are those who decided very early on in their lives that it is far easier to get what they want in life by taking it from others. And they really don't care who it is or how they have to manipulate them to do so. The only thing that matters is getting what they want. I once had several friends and family members that fit that description perfectly, which is the reason, as I began to activate my advanced perception, I haven't spoken to them in 40 years. So, if you happen to be very familiar with the parasitic people I'm talking about, yet you haven't gotten them out of your life, obviously, the question is why? Before I get going into the why, I would just like to mention the all-important how. How did these people become parasites in the first place? Well, that is an important question that I won't be going into at this time in this episode, but let me know if you want to hear more about it, and I'll see what I can do. Now back to the why you refuse to get them out of your life. First of all, I want to admit that part of what I'm about to say is a supposition. I'm making the supposition that parasites, I'm specifically talking about the two-legged variety here, are generally bad. And the more you keep them out of your life, the better. Now, if you happen to agree with that statement, then what I'm about to say can really help you. But if not, because you're in denial, it wouldn't matter if the words just came down from the mountain with Moses as holy damn writ. The message still won't get through to you. The reason you will not get them out of your life is because what you project upon them gives you far more pleasure than if they were not in your life at all. You see, when it comes to relationships, regardless of the level of that relationship, we have that relationship because it gives us some kind of pleasure. Now, pleasure is a rather subjective thing. And one could argue, unless you're a religious person wanting to force your God-given morality on others, that what two consenting adults do amongst themselves is their business. A sadist, for example, wants to beat others for sexual gratification, and a masochist wants to be beaten for the same reason. Hey, sounds like a symbiotic relationship to me. But seriously, the difference here in the case of parasitic relationships is that what you are projecting is false. They are not a victim, and objectively, in reality, they are doing nothing for you to actually benefit your life. Hence, a relationship with a parasite is dysfunctional by its very nature, and often not only affects the target of the parasite directly, but those in the immediate vicinity as well. It is the polar opposite of symbiosis. The reason I'm saying all of this is because I have seen and experienced personally the pain and suffering of so many people who refuse to cut ties with parasites because oftentimes, especially when emotional attachment is involved, they're not even aware of what's happening to them. And it often occurs most frequently between family members, parents and their children, and or siblings being very common. In conclusion, I just wanted to say, this is not the conclusion of the subject. I plan on picking up where I'm leaving off here with a part two as soon as time allows. I really hope you found this helpful or interesting. And look, for the sake of your own self-preservation, don't be timid. If you want to know more or have any questions, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Thank you. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.